4, 3, 2, 1. We're off. Okay, page 10 in the Art Scroll, Mesillas Yesharim, Humash Amar Shlomo. Page Dalid 4 in the green edition, Humash Amar Shlomo, middle paragraph, third line. Humash Amar Shlomo Amelech. Somebody wants it. Third line in the middle paragraph. Humash Amar Shlomo Amelech. This is what Shlomo Amelech says. Here it is, guys. Im tevakshenu chakosa. If you are mevakesh et mordi, like money. That's what he says, Shlomo Amelech. If you are, why is money called kesef? Because kesef means to desire, to yearn. And everybody yearns and desires. Kesef doesn't mean money. Kesef means to desire, and everybody desires money. That's why it's called kesef. So im tevakshenu kakosef, if you search for yourself, if you search for your neshama, if you search for your purpose, v'chamatmonim tachpesena, oz tavin yiras Hashem. That is the only way you will come to reach real yiras Hashem. Eino oimer oz tavin philosophia. Doesn't say then you'll be a philosopher. Why? Because you could know philosophy without working and delving into it. It doesn't say oz tavin tchuna, oz tavin refua. That why? Because if you're a bright guy, you could beat the system. If your father's rich, you could have money. Rich in money, you could have money. You don't have to work for it. But anything when it comes to your relationship with yourself, with Hashem, Ahava, Yira, it needs work. There are no shortcuts. There's a path. You could get there, but you gotta work for it. When it comes to other things, you could shortcut it. Oz tavin dinim, oz tavin halachas. Interesting. It's going even in a smart guy could memorize Gemara. He can memorize halacha. He could do well in shir. What does that have to being an oivet Hashem? Someone who works on himself. Someone who becomes closer to Hashem. Someone who that you can't shortcut. That's not something you could just bypass. Ela oz tavin yiras Hashem. Harei lecha, says the holy Ramchal. Shelahavin hayira. Look how beautiful those words are. To understand yira. He doesn't say to have yira. People say, go get Yerushalayim. You don't get Yerushalayim. You first have to understand what Yerushalayim is. You have to connect to the chachma of it. You have to understand what it is. You have to understand what avas Hashem. Oh, I wish I loved Hashem. What does it mean you wish you loved Hashem? You need to work towards your relationship. We know this. Frek the Ramchal. The Ramchal asked the question: Lama lo yikpa adam itim laatzmoi lefachos hazem muchachu b'sheres zman lefachos yunomayelos akim acherim. Why don't I spend my time? And we said this a few times already in the beginning of the zman over here. The world, the existence of the world is to be distracted from your mission in life. That is the mission of the world. That's why we're put on this world, in order for a person to push through that darkness. And why is it that a person could spend his whole life? Think about it. Think about the father. Think about the father, the mother, who's busy at work all day, and he misses out on his most incredible relationship with his wife, with his children. He misses out the ikar. Why? Why are you doing that? Why? It's all habit. That's why. And Chazal say, "Hein echas," because Beloshin Yevani Karn La Achas Hein, right? Achas is Hein is one. There's only one. Ayira hi chachma v'hi levada chachma. The only chachma ultimately that there is to recognize. Guys, is to recognize Hashem. That's the only chachma. That's why they say there's a chacham, a tam, she'eno yedea lishol, and then there's a rasha. Why is it a chacham and a rasha? It should be a chacham and a tipish, or a tzaddik in a rasha, right? You guys know the four sons at the Seder. It's a chacham and a rasha. Why is it a chacham and a rasha? You know why? Because a rasha is not a bad person. A rasha is an idiot. Sorry. It means he doesn't have chachma. Ein adam chayte elam keinichnas by ruach shtus. When a person's chayte, it's not because he's bad. When we do averus, it's not because we're bad. It's because we're not using our seichel. We forget what reality is. We forget what life is. Uvadai sheinikra chachma mashein boiin. Chachma is when you delve into it. Acha emesi ki ian gadol tzorach al kol advarim eladase som beemes v'lo al tzad adimyan v'asvara kozeves. This is very important. Most people don't know what these things are. First of all, you have to know what year is. You have to know what ahava is. You have to know what the mitzvahs are. You have to know what these things are. Once you know what they are, then he says, you can acquire them. But if I don't know what I'm acquiring, so how am I going to acquire it? Go tell someone, go acquire a jubaba. I don't know what a jubaba is. How am I gonna? I don't know what that is either. I just made that up. But I'm saying someone tells you that. I don't know what that is, right? To tell you to go buy it. Where do I find where do I find? Someone speaks to you in Hebrew. Go get a mazgan. You guys know what a mazgan is? Go buy a mazgan without Google Translate, without asking someone. Go buy a mazgan. Where are you going? You're going to Yesh. You're going Ace Hardware? Okay, good. You go to a general, you go to Costco, you can get everything. That's the point, because you don't have to be smart. You don't have to know anything. But if I don't know what Yira is, if I don't know what Ahava is, if I don't know what Hashem is, we'll talk about it on Shabbos. Nobody struggles with Shabbos. We don't even know what Shabbos is. You don't struggle with Shabbos. Get off of your phone on Tuesday. Stay off of the vape on Tuesday. Stay off of your whatever it is on a regular Tuesday. You can't do it. It's only do a Saturday. You don't know what Shabbos. I'm not putting anyone down to say that. I'm just saying we have to learn about Shabbos. We have to learn about Yiras Hashem. We have to learn about Ahavas Hashem. Kol shkein liknois imirtz Hashem mordi. Kol shkein liknois esom lasigam. Umi sheyizboinein bam yiras sheinachsiz talabai zavadram shachs. It's not what you think it is. Judaism is not what you think it is. The Chachma Rabba, Masha Moshe Rabbeinu Olam Hashalom Lamdeinu. Here goes. This entire sefer is based on one pasuk, a pasuk and a half. What's the pasuk? Two psukim. Va'ata Yisrael Masha Melekecha Shalom Imach. What does God want from you? Isn't that incredible that you can learn what God wants from you? Ki'im, five things, guys. You ready? Here are the five things. Yiras Hashem. Leches b'chol drachav, lavo so. We're going to learn about all these. V'lavdas Hashem akacha b'chol levav chuchol nafshecha, lishmar smitzet Hashem es chukaisav. And here he goes. Kan kolal kolchel keishleimus avoida nirtzitz lishmo yisparach. This is how you become a complete person. Not a perfect person, because nobody is perfect. No one's going to be perfect. The goal in life is not to be perfect. Because if that was the goal, we would all fail because nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. You can't be perfect. But what you need, what we can do, is we can try and make ourselves as shlemistic. Right? How ironic is that a person who is shlemistic has peace. He feels good. He feels good about himself. He has a simcha. The Maral says that simcha and shlemus are one and the same. They're the same exact thing. Happiness, peace, feeling good about yourself, feeling whole. That's the content. That's what life is about. When a person feels good, Hashem wants you to feel good. Hashem wants you to feel yourself. He wants you to be good. I said this in Waterbury this past year. I think it was this past year. I said it from Zvi Koenig, said sin. Sin is Rosh HaTevis. Rosh HaTevis means acronym of someone I'm not. No one is sinning because they're bad. They're not connected to themselves. That's the problem. Zok to Ramchal. Here he goes. Vehem yira alicha b'drachav ava shleimus alev u'shmiras kol mitzvos. We have to start with the first one, and we will start. Number one, yira. What does it mean to have yiras Hashem? That's a great question. So the Ramchal is giving us two lines that tells us what yiras Hashem is, and he's going to expound on it later on in the sefer. Yira is Not that you're afraid that Hashem is going to hurt you. Most people think that Hashem is a monster, and they struggle still by realizing that Hashem loves you and he wants to have a relationship with you, and you're doing the mitzvahs is not so that he doesn't hurt you, and you don't do an Avera, not because if I do an Avera, Hashem is going to hurt me. Hashem, that's a very elementary, I'm not talking about elementary school, but that's elementary school. When a person has that hasaga, that comprehension that Hashem is a monster, we need to learn to get out of that relationship with Hashem. Hashem's not a monster. Hashem loves you. Hashem wants a relationship with you. He wants to develop a relationship with you. We have to learn, and I underline that word, learn to have a relationship with Hashem, to have a relationship with ourselves, to have a relationship with anybody, to have a relationship. And that's what he says. Part of the problem is that our president, whoever, for sure the president now, whoever the president's going to be, it's not a melech, there's no yira, it's a joke. So we don't have that musuk, we don't have that understanding of what a king is, what malchus is, what there is like awe, wow, greatness. V'yevosh megdulasay al kol tnuah shubal l'sneya, kol shkein bedabel l'funav, incredible. It's not the pshat, you should daven, you should learn. It's that I want to have a relationship with Hashem. And when I daven, I'm talking to Hashem. And Hashem is listening to me. And when I'm learning Torah, it's not that I have to learn, because if I don't learn, I'm going to be punished, or I'm not going to be this, I'm not going to be that. It's when I learn Torah, I am literally, as the Rugachev says, when you daven, you're talking to Hashem, and when you learn, Hashem is talking to you. When you daven, you are talking to Hashem, and when you learn Torah, Hashem is talking to you. It's all about the relationship. Oh, it's Amar Abaye. Oh, it's that. Okay, that's a good kasha, how that is Hashem talking to us. We understand more when Hashem says, v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha, we're actually looking at Torah Shebichsav. But in essence, when a person learns Torah, Hashem is communicating to him. When a person davens, he's communicating to Hashem. Okay, we went 2 minutes over. I apologize. 12 minutes and 36 seconds. Hashem should help us all. 10 minutes a day keeps the Yetzer Hara away and at bay. Thank you, everyone, for listening.